Global markets are set for another rough week as investors confront the reality of a steep correction that could roll out in the coming weeks and months. The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan watched the sell-off last week and he joins me now. Peter, there are some toxic factors behind these falls, but you reckon none of them should come as a shock. Why is that?
Well, Sabra, the big one is what's happening in the United States with interest rates. And you'll recall Donald Trump has claimed a lot of credit for the economic boom there, stoked by massive infrastructure spending and his tax cuts. The US economy is now running at 3.5%, having fallen back from 4.2%. The jobless rate is quite low and inflation is starting to edge up. So the Federal Reserve is gently moving rates higher, which means cheap and easy money is starting to evaporate 10 years after the global financial crisis. Donald Trump doesn't like that. And a few weeks ago, when markets started correcting, he said the Fed was crazy to raise rates. And at the same time, there's also simmering trade tensions between the US and China, which could easily morph into a fully blown trade war. But Paul Gruenwald, a chief economist at S&P Global Ratings, told me that more than that, Donald Trump is also trying to disrupt the way China does business around the world.
Our view is that it's not really about trade. We're not quite done with the trade part of the dispute. We're expecting one more round of tariffs from the U.S. on Chinese toys and electronics, which have been conveniently omitted so far. But we really think in 2019, this will morph into a much broader discussion about the way China does business with the rest of the world.
And is that really the hub of Donald Trump's concerns about China, given the growth of China, the reach of China, and where the U.S. is heading?
That is our reading, that trade pressure is just an entree into this larger discussion. IP, intellectual property, level investment playing field, China playing by the rules. We hopefully will get some clarity at the G20 next month when President Xi meets with President Trump.
We're already seeing a lot of volatility on global markets because of the trade tensions. Investors are nervous about the trade friction. And on top of that, economic growth in China is beginning to slow. Do you see this as a toxic combination potentially?
We think growth is slowing, but I think some of the commentary around China being brought to its knees or that sort of thing is a bit overblown. They were slowing due to deleveraging, which started back in 2016. I would argue that there's been some additional slowdown because of trade tensions, but we still see Chinese growth at around 6% right now.
As you mentioned, there are concerns about very high debt levels in China. Does that remain a potential flashpoint?
Yeah, that remains one of our top risks globally through our credit conditions surveillance. China went from being a low debt country before the financial crisis to being a high debt country. So the authorities knew they had to get going on deleveraging. That started again in 2016, but progress has been very incremental. And it's paused right now, so there's more work to be done there.
And just back on the United States, the economy is running pretty strongly. Inflation is slowly rising, so the U.S. Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates and is on track for more rate rises. But what do you make of Donald Trump's intervention, saying that the Fed has been crazy, even though those rate rises have been gentle?
Trump's language is a bit more strident, if we could put it that way. I do think we're going to see some tension next year because, in our view, the potential growth rate for the U.S. is a bit less than 2. So we're going to have to see U.S. growth go from 4 to 3 to 2 by early 2020. And I imagine the president may not be totally happy about that because the Fed will be raising rates gradually to try to engineer a soft landing. That will be on investors' minds for the next year or two.
And that's Paul Gruenwald, the chief economist at S&P Global Ratings. He was speaking there with Peter Ryan, who's still with us. Peter, it looks like a pretty hectic week ahead. What are investors keeping an eye on?
Well, some very important full-year results from the banks this week, Sabra. The ANZ reports on Wednesday and the National Australia Bank on Thursday. The numbers, of course, are always important, but we'll be watching for what ANZ's Shayne Elliott and the NAB's Andrew Thorburn have to say about the financial and reputational damage from the Banking Royal Commission, which resumes next month. Analysts are tipping softer profits from the major banks as fallout from the Royal Commission and slower credit growth continue to take a toll.
The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.